System Steering Committee.
She doesn't have it.
With that, I'd like us all to rise for our pledge of allegiance. Chad Bach will lead us. Please place your hand over your heart. Veterans may salute. Eat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please conduct a roll call?
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Bonka.
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Gallagher.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Dimitru. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Uten. Director Dina Nguyen. Director Andrew Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Burns.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Time is reserved now for visitor participation. Any persons wishing to address this committee may comment for up to 3 minutes.
Do we have any requests for anyone to speak?
I do not see any hands raised.
Okay. So with that, we'll move on to Mr. General Manager, or Mr. General Manager. I just received two late to be agendized.
There are none.
We have consent calendar item minutes from our previous meeting.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Roll call. Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Bonka.
Aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Gallagher.
Aye.
Director Tran.
Aye.
Director Dimitru?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 6 yes votes.
Thank you. Up first, informational items are GWRS operations update.
All right, so we have a brief presentation. Okay.
Good evening, everyone, members of the committee. We just have a brief presentation about how the GWRS has been running since our last meeting, which was in July. And we'll go over a few issues that we've had and how much production we've had to date. And the information is also in your packet. All right, so for the Orange County Water District, we talked about in our last meeting that our fiscal year starts July 1st, similar to a lot of people. So our 24-25 fiscal year production goal was 128,000 acre feet. The GWS is designed for 134,000 acre feet per year of production when we're up at full flow and during normal conditions. So at this point, we're, as you'll see in the packet, we're about 7,000 acre feet below our goal and are likely not to reach our goal for various reasons, and we'll get into that a little bit. One of the things that we're blessed with right now, which also helps lead to some of the issues with getting more water into the ground, is we have higher than normal groundwater levels. Our overdraft is at some of the lowest levels we've had in decades. That's because of two consecutive heavier than normal precipitation years, including last year where we had the most amount of groundwater recharge we've had in our history. So that's a good thing. We're even seeing some artesian conditions along the coast where we have very high groundwater conditions at some of our injection wells. So overall, the groundwater basin is in good shape. Each year, we do try to do key replacement or maintenance projects. So this year, we're going to replace microfiltration membranes and 8 of the 49 individual microfiltration cells. So that'll take a little bit of time to do. We're just now receiving some of the membrane. We've done one already out of the 8. And so we'll have to take some microfiltration cells offline roughly from now until December, one at a time, to get through that issue. And then the same issue that we talked about at the last meeting is we're limiting our flow between about 90 to 95 MGD most days rather than closer to 125 MGD, which is our normal flow rate with the final expansion, because we have reduced flows from plant number one at OC San because of the ongoing issue with the Sunflower pump station, which should be resolved soon. And because of sending excess flows to plant two, we haven't been taking plant two flows in conjunction with that issue since May. So hopefully after that issue is resolved pretty soon here, then we'll begin to take plant two flows again, and then we can increase our production and see where we go from here to the end of the fiscal year. So in graphical format, this is the calendar year of 2024. So you can see at the beginning, as I talked about, when we had the heavy rain years at the beginning, we were very low in production for periods where we didn't have enough recharge basin capacity because all of our recharge basins were full with stormwater. And the ones that did take GWRS water needed to be cleaned. And even those, the percolation rate was decreasing because we had such high groundwater levels. We were getting like a mounding phenomenon around where we spread the GWRS water. So we just weren't getting the same level of recharge because it was so full around our four bay recharge area in Anaheim. And then in May of this year, roughly end of April, that's when the Sunflower pump station issue at OC San plant number one, where flows being normally diverted into that trunk line into plant one had to be reduced and then eventually removed and sent to plant number two. And then because of the excess flows to plant number two, the plant number two had to be desegregated. If you remember, as part of the GWRS final expansion, we're only allowed to take plant two flows when the SARI line, trunk line flows are segregated. And there was a large segregation project at plant number two in the headworks to allow that to occur. But as we're sending more flow to plant two cannot remain in the segregated mode due to some other issues there with primary clarifiers. So right now we're just taking plant one flows, and OC San staff and our staff are trying to maximize the amount of flows we can get from plant number one. So we average around a 90 MGD production rate. When we get the plant two flows back, we'll normally be somewhere around 122 to 125 MGD, 130 during times of the day. And then we'll also rely on our flow equalization that we have at both plant number one and plant number two to try to maximize the amount of production. So this kind of gives you an idea of where the production's at, blue being the total production, gray being the portion that's sent to our spreading basins, which now they can take the normal amount of flow since we're out of that winter period. And then you could see our what we call our mid-basin injection is there in the kind of yellow, light orange, and then the dark orange is our barrier flow. So as we have higher and higher groundwater condition, it also means that our mid-basin injection well field in the city of Santa Ana also takes less flow because the formation's full there. And then along the coast, normally we'd be closer to 20 to 25 MGD, but we're barely getting around 20 MGD because the protective levels are so high already along the coast from seawater intrusion because of high groundwater levels. So this is the graph that we always include. This is what I like to call the Director Yeo graph. This was the kind of gives you an idea of if we took a straight running average to get to 128,000 acre feet a year, where would we be at on that curve? So the pink portion there is where we are to date. And you can see we kind of deviated from the normal rolling average we would need to get to 128,000 acre feet because we're running at the 90 MGD production rate rather than the full production rate. And hopefully once we get into later October, November, and we start getting more flows back from OC San through plant number two, then we'll see how much closer we can get to the overall production goal. But even with this, our overall unit cost still remains good as it was. Ending fiscal year 23-24, we were around $875 an acre foot still. So the unit cost is still good, even with the lower production rate. And so as we make more flow and we get a higher production rate, we expect that to come down too in the future. And we have to mitigate that against things that OC San is seeing as well, which is higher electricity prices and some higher commodity prices in some of our chemicals. So with that, I can take any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Patel? Seeing none, none virtual as well. Thank you for the update.
Second informational item is GWRS third quarter outreach report, July through September of 2024.
Crystal Nettles in our public affairs group is going to give an update on our quarterly outreach report since our last meeting.
Good evening, everyone. I haven't shared from here in a long time, so let's see. Andre, I may need your help. How do I share this? Sorry. Oh, is it just this red one that says share? Oh. Good evening, everyone. So over the last quarter from July through September, we continue to see more and more tour guests coming, particularly for the in-person tours. So we had 384 guests from a wide variety of areas. You'll notice quite a few industry groups. The photo to the right is from the Water Reuse Conference. We had two different tours taking place through that conference time. Also wanted to call out our Orange County grand jury. They came for an all-day tour, which included the GWRS. So we continue to see lots of different community groups coming, industry groups, as well as international attendees. Taking a look back at our last fiscal year, over 2,500 guests came and toured, and we're continuing to see that uptick. So that was double the number from the previous fiscal year, and we do expect this fiscal year to get more and more. We're reaching a wide variety of stakeholders, including elected officials. So even this week, we have staff from Congresswoman Kim's office coming to tour the facility, industry, international groups, corporate leaders, community groups, academic institutions, as well as different conference groups. To break that down a little more, just some of the numbers from the last fiscal year on who was coming. So the nursing students, primarily from Cal State Fullerton and Cal State Long Beach, it's part of their public health curriculum, so they come and tour the facility. Over 200 international guests. We continue to see high demand for our virtual tour. So we have a technical tour led by Mayhole, and we also have a shorter general tour. Our groundwater adventure tour, where it's an all-day tour, over 100 members of the community. And then our middle and high school students, which I'll talk about in just a moment. So our middle and high school students are part of our Next Generation Water Leaders program. And this was started in 2017 for sixth grade through 12th grade. And it was very, very popular. We partnered with Inside the Outdoors. They are under the Orange County Department of Education. So we built this program. They helped facilitate it. Very popular, but in 2020, we had to suspend the program. We did transition to a virtual format, which was also very popular. But since COVID has died down, so has the interest in the virtual program. So this past school year, we've welcomed back students. And again, it's very popular, but we need to update the program a little bit to make sure it's aligned with next generation science standards and really to maximize student engagement. So that is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to just jump ahead to number two here. We are enhancing the Next Generation Water Leaders program. So we are working with Inside the Outdoors to develop a new in-person program. It will include an age-appropriate video to introduce the GWRS to people, as well as water industry careers. And it will include a hands-on activity. So there's an activity, they utilize the learning center as well as go into the plant. And with the plant as well, we are looking at how to enhance that tour experience. Since the final expansion has come online, we know that we want to kind of up our game and update some of the fixtures within the learning center, as well as some of the areas of the tour route to make it interactive and more engaging. And we've gotten that feedback. So that is what we're kind of working on, and we'll hope to see some of those changes shortly. In terms of other areas of outreach, our Speakers Bureau program, we continue to get requests to come and speak to the community about the GWRS, and those involve local level groups such as the Chamber of Commerce and Rotary Club to international audiences and different conferences. We recently held a webinar focused on enhanced recovery RO to improve water production, and that was with some of OCWD's research staff as well as the City of Santa Monica. 80 live attendees, and those recorded views continue to go up. And whenever we have something centered on the GWS or even our research, we really get high engagement. In terms of media and stakeholder reach, over a 300% increase from last quarter. So we had over 32 million hits. And even though, you know, the final expansion has been online, we continue to see that interest in the GWRS, in water reuse, particularly with DPR regulations coming online. People come to us since we are the leaders and they want to hear about the GWRS, about what we're doing with water reuse. So just last week, Mehul was a guest on the We Grow California podcast where he where he talked about the history of the GWRS. John did an interview with CBS and it was on all different CBS shows and affiliates across the nation. And then this picture here, that's our director of research, Megan Plumley. She was interviewed for an upcoming program that is all about women in STEM careers. So the focus is on tween and teen girls to introduce them to different careers. So she was able to highlight the GWRS process, and that should air sometime next year. Looking ahead, those in-person group tours, they continue to be scheduled every week. Just this week, we have two tours coming up. The virtual public tours, so those are for individuals and small groups. Those are held monthly. And then we do occasionally offer in-person tours as well for those individuals and small groups. Our next one is on October 25th. And I believe we have 45 people scheduled at this point. In terms of events, on October 24th, we have this year's Groundwater Adventure Tour. So we do have 100 plus attendees. And President Green will be welcoming everyone to that event. And then on October 25th, the next day, is the State of OC San. And finally, GWRS bottled water. We are approaching the expiration date of our remaining bottles. So we continue to bring those bottles to community events to encourage the public to get a taste. And that concludes my update. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, good question. Yeah. Hey, Crystal. I'd like to hand some bottles of GWRS water out to my council colleagues at our meeting tomorrow, if I can get some of those.
Yeah, I can.
When I
can
report out on this meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. How many? They come in cases of 24. Do you know how much you'd like?
I only need five.
Five bottles?
I mean, I'll take a case if I definitely need to get it.
I'll go grab some for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I'm curious about the student program. So is this open to schools and they take care of transportation? And then how do they, I see nodding, so I think that's a yes. How do they engage or connect with you? Is it just through the website? Is that easy to find?
So it's actually all handled through Inside the Outdoors. They coordinate all of the scheduling, the reservation system. Since we are kind of updating the program, there's not anything on our website right now because it's in the middle of being updated, but once it is, it will be advertised on our website as well. But any school that's interested can book the program through Inside the Outdoors. And we have helped offset the cost of transportation in the past, but it's generally up to the school itself to be able to come here.
And then rough timeline for when the program will be updated?
I'm not off the top of my head. I'm not sure. I apologize. I can get that for you. My colleague is working with Inside the Outdoors on when, but we do hope that it's this school year.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Sure.
My kids are all homeschooled through a co-op. Are they booked directly through Inside the Outdoors also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the program is open to public, private, homeschool, charter schools. As long as they're in sixth and up, just because of the types of content.
Once again, when do you expect that to air, Megan Plumley's?
So we don't know exactly. It'll be probably in the early next year. And it's an online program. So once we get kind of the air date, we can publicize that. And it's hosted by... What's the name? Miranda Cosgrove. She's a former Disney Channel star. So yeah, it's they kind of decide once they film the entire, I can't think of the word. Season. There we go. Once they film the entire season, they decide kind of the order of episodes. So they haven't finished filming yet, but once that happens, but I know the new season will premiere in January.
Thank you for the update, the information. And with that, we are at director's announcements or reports. Not a talkative group today. General manager's reports.
Nothing to report here.
I do have a report. Very lengthy and detailed. OC Sand continues to work with the city of Newport Beach. We've been working on identifying those salinity sources along the peninsula area there in Newport. And I'm pleased to report that the city has found several pipe deficiencies in the area based on how we've helped them narrow down the search with the work we've done with our source control people. And they are going about the efforts through the normal procurement cycles of lining pipe, point defect repairs, and I think even some dig up and replace opportunities. So they'll continue to make progress, and we should see improved water quality coming down the line.
Good.
That concludes my very detailed.
Thank you for that. Nothing, Jeff?
No, that's great news.
Yeah. Well, I'll just take a brief liberty. I'm back from Italy, and I can report that the flows in the Tiber River in Rome and in the Arno Florence are very healthy. In fact, we received a lot of precipitation as we toured the Colosseum and other areas, Assisi, and a number of other areas that we were at. But they are very wealthy in water there, which certainly they don't have anything like the problems that we encounter here as well.
So water flows, not sewer flows?
Well, I'm sure they're both, but I saw the water mostly. That those fountains in Rome are quite impressive, though. I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen them. They run 24/7, more than 2,000 of them throughout the city, and really high quality water. So all the fire going over and filling up from multiple taps off these, but they name them after the nose because of the way that the faucet bends. But anyway, I'm still kind of a little bit jet lagged, so I apologize for that. But appreciated the light agenda today, and so with that. Any items recommended to be agendized for future meetings of this committee? Seeing none. So with that, we are adjourned.
Dinner's in the back.
See you in January.